podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The need for healthcare research in disaster settings sits alongside the ethical challenges for such research. Donal O'Mahuna from Dublin City University in Ireland is among those confronting this issue.
Disasters are characterized by massive suffering, casualties, and death. Responders to disasters must make difficult decisions about the healthcare needs they encounter. Some of these decisions are facilitated by access to the best available evidence from research. However, the development of initiatives like Evidence Aid within the Cochrane Collaboration and others, which make relevant information available to those impacted by disasters, has highlighted that some questions have little or no high-quality evidence to guide decision-makers in the midst of disasters. This points to the importance of carrying out research and systematic reviews that provide evidence on the interventions being used or proposed to be used in the midst of disasters. Such research has important implications for survivors. For example, psychological debriefing has been commonly provided after traumatic events, including in the immediate aftermath of disasters. Yet a Cochrane review of controlled trials of single-session psychological debriefing found no evidence of benefit, and one trial found that after a year, those receiving psychological debriefing had a higher incidence of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, compared to those in the control group. Such findings highlight the importance of conducting research on the interventions used following disasters. Conducting such trials, however, raises ethical issues, just as any research involving humans does. However, the disaster setting raises a number of particular ethical questions. For example, the rapid response required by disasters raises challenges for a slow and deliberate ethical review process. The trauma and destruction visited upon survivors raises questions about their degree of vulnerability. The dual role of doctors and other healthcare providers, who might also become researchers, raises questions of conflict of interest. Some even wonder if it's unethical to conduct research while people are dying and infrastructure is falling apart. Such questions and others are in need of careful consideration. Professor Bert Gordan and myself here at Dublin City University, along with other bioethicists and colleagues from regions impacted by disasters, have initiated some work which we are calling disaster bioethics. In April 2011, a symposium was held at the Brochet Foundation outside Geneva in Switzerland. Funded by Brochet and Porticus UK, 14 speakers from around the world addressed specific topics in disaster bioethics. Ethical issues in disaster research and in providing healthcare during disasters were addressed and discussed thoroughly. The presentations are available to download from disasterbioethics.com and are being developed into an edited volume, also called Disaster Bioethics, to be published in 2012 by Springer. Our aim is that these resources will encourage further dialogue and discussion to promote ethically sound research into the needs of disaster survivors and how responders can best help them. Already, international agencies have expressed interest in the work and acknowledge the need for ethical guidelines, both for the conducting of trials during disasters and for the ethical dilemmas that are very difficult when they arise for providers of healthcare needs in the aftermath of disasters.
To find out more about the work of Donal and colleagues, and to get involved in the discussion, follow the links in the 2011 International Clinical Trials Day Special Collection at www.thecochranelibrary.com.